Fantastic Mr. Fox, Chapter 18, Still Waiting. Outside the fox's hole, Boggis and Bunce and Bean sat beside their tents with their guns on their laps. It was beginning to rain. Water was trickling down the necks of the three men and into their shoes.
"He won't stay down there very much longer now," Mr. Boggis said.
"The brute must be famished," Bunce said.
"That's right," Bean said. "He'll be making a dash for it at any moment. Keep your guns handy."
They sat there by the hole, waiting for the fox to come out. And so far as I know, they are still waiting. That was Fantastic Mr. Fox by Roald Dahl, read by me, Mr. Keast. I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye.